We've come a long way probably in many ways, but there's still a long way to go. There's still many, many, many dozens and dozens of houses throughout rural Donegal. Some are still in Wales, some are trying to get in Wales. Upwards of 50 people again possibly this year heading for Wales. Like, it's a big number. SK Éireann have a huge part to play here as well. They need to get more and more involved here as well. They need to engage more with themselves as county councillors to try and get these schemes progress.
There's a lot of discussion obviously on the need for major projects, and SK Éireann are constantly talking about and being asked about major projects in Donegal. Is there an argument here that what needs to happen is a substantial amount of money needs to be made available to Uisce Éireann for smaller schemes for those rural areas, but Donegal County Council has a say in that? Because if there's one thing that's missing when Donegal County Council loses control of the provision of water, it's those smaller schemes that are not going to be necessarily on anybody's radar in Dublin.
Oh, absolutely, Donal. That's the big, huge problem here. There's plenty of small schemes at the minute here in West Donegal that are just not getting addressed for one reason or other. And really, the main reason is it's all down to money. And my biggest fear is, I think it's December 26th, it's pushed back to now, that Donegal County Council will lose all control totally. Then what is care? And my fear is then that it'll just go to the dogs altogether. And who's to say that is care when they get things into a reasonable shape, get it all into their own hands, they won't turn around, put the whole thing in the market and put it for sale, which I believe could happen through time. I hope it doesn't happen, but I have a fear of that happening, because it's happening elsewhere in other countries like Australia and this kind of stuff. Hearing from people back there, that's the type of scenario that's happening out there. Multinationals going in, buying the whole thing up privately. It'll be water, it'll be farms, all kinds of production places, factories, everything else. And at the end of the day, then, Donal, when that happens, you're only answerable then to one or two companies. And at least, as many people say at the minute, at least when Donegal County Council was running the water, and they're still running it at the minute to a certain degree, there was less problems.